97.7 and 106.1 WEXT. That's One Dream Short. Marty Wendell.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Great. That's your song.
That is.
I love that song.
Well, thank you.
You've played that for us here a couple of times, too, in addition, but that's from the record.
That is. That's from the Telecaster Cowboy album.
Now, that record's been out there a moment, so how's that going? People are responding well to it, I'm sure.
Very well. Yeah, we were very excited about it. In fact, the other night after our finale, someone wanted an encore with Telecaster Cowboy, so I guess you made it possible for people to know the song.
It's a great record, Marty. It really is. And I'm imagining that you haven't stopped writing songs because you seem to sort of write songs frequently.
That is true. And actually, in the last few weeks, we're back in the studio doing demos of new material so we can eventually get another album out there.
Now, Marty, all these years in, tell me about where you get the inspiration to write these songs. It doesn't seem to be like you're running out of ideas.
Usually I get something that maybe would be a title and then try to conceive of what would the song be about, what would it say, and work from there to create the actual song.
In the process of making the album, you just sort of revealed that you guys are in the studio doing sort of demos of what might be on the next record. Is that your typical process, that you've written them and now you sort of see what they sound like?
Yeah, I always try to demo them as soon as possible so that I don't forget them, really. That's the I don't write music, so it's lyrics and chords. And if I just end up with a notebook full of them and I don't remember what the music setting that I used, then you got to start from scratch. So the demo keeps that in my mind.
I get it. That's pretty cool. Now, we're talking with Marty Wendell. Marty's, it's good to hear that you're making some more songs because, you know, I love playing the old songs, but I do love getting new songs from you, which is really awesome. So, Marty, you know, it's good to know that this is in process, that there's more music coming at us, but that's not the only reason that you're here. You've got a pretty cool show coming down to Lark Hall on the 20th, right?
Yes, we're very excited. We're going to do an actual Americana night. And we've got some great artists coming in, and it's going to be a one-of-a-kind show. We just want to get the word out that this is going to be a real enjoyable night, and we hope a lot of people will come out because it's going to be one for the books.
One of the things I love about you, Marty, is that you're very willing to share the stage with lots of other artists. You seem very open to collaboration like that. When you grew up in music, that's what happened, right? Lots of, you know, there would be a headliner, but there would be lots of cool artists who would be leading up to that.
I really enjoy, as you say, collaboration. Last year, we did a show with several artists, and Laura Lee and I got to actually sing together. So things like that, it keeps you engaged.
All right, so who's going to be with you guys? It's you and the band, right, at Lark Hall?
Yes, we will, and the guys and gals are ready to rock. Then we've got the Insolent Willies. I know you're familiar with some of their music. In fact, WMHT-TV said this about them: an electrifying experience. They challenge conventions with their roots rock tunes. They really provide a mix of quirky, clever original music and unpredictable covers. And the musicianship and the vocals that they provide are top shelf. And this is a act you want to see. And they do have a lot to offer.
Why don't we take a listen to something from the Insolent Willies?
That'd be a great idea.
All right. We're going to hear a song, Esmeralda. Esmeralda, that's one of the new songs from a forthcoming release from the Insolent Willies. Now, the Insolent Willies and the Blue Billies, along with Marty Wendell, are going to be at Lark Hall on the 20th of June, coming right up.
Not far away.
Now, as you work with the Insolent Willies and the Blue Billies, has your mind started wondering about, you know, doing some music with them?
Well, one thing we always do when we do one of these kind of shows is we do a finale together so that we're all on stage at once. It's always something I look forward to.
Besides the three of you guys, you also mentioned that Kyla Silk's going to be doing a show ahead.
Yes, they have a pre-show at the 11, and that starts at 6 o'clock. So people that come and want to hang out and have some food and drinks and stuff, they'll be entertained by her. And then at 8 o'clock, the concert begins in the hall.
Besides going to Lark Hall's website, which I'm sure there's information there, where else could folks go to learn more?
It's on mine, martywendell.com. and the Marty Wendell Facebook page.
So, Marty, this the show on the 20th at Lark Hall, this is kind of like the, I don't want to say it's the beginning, because it is literally the beginning of summer, because the next day is the summer solstice, but this is sort of the beginning of a very busy season for you, right? Your summertime is pretty busy?
Yes, we've had 4 or 5 shows already. We were at the Strand a week ago, and then out in Gloversville, so we've been on the move.
And it's a little ways off, but you mentioned earlier when we were talking, before talking on the radio, that you are going to be going with Laura Lee to Cafe Lena.
Yes, we're looking forward to that. That's going to be in October. That'll probably be the end of our season or close to it. That's always an honor, a privilege. We don't take that lightly, being able to perform in the Cafe Lena stage.
Marty Wendell and this wonderful Americana night happening at Lark Hall on June 20th with the Blue Billies and Insolent Willies. And this is, we're talking about the Blue Billies.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to be a big part of this show that you're doing on the 20th at Lark Hall. Was it kind of a no-brainer to reach out to them to be a part of this?
Well, they certainly embody Americana music. One of the quotes about them is they don't just sing songs. They provide a unique blend of country, bluegrass, and folk roots. And for those who don't know, they took home an Eddie this year for Country and Bluegrass Act of the Year. And they certainly deserved it. Now we compete against each other, but I think we're happy when either of us wins, because they deserve it. They really do.
Marty Wendell, Marty, thank you so much for coming by.
Well, we always thank you for taking the time to talk to us, to share our music. And we just encourage people, keep your dial set, 106.1, 97.7. It's the place to hear the music that's worth hearing.
Oh, Marty, thank you so much. Well, why don't we hear some of the music that's worth hearing? We're going to hear a track from the Blue Billies, The Willow and the Oak. You like this song,
that's
right?
That's a very good song.
Awesome. Marty, thank you so much, man.
Thank you, Chris.